Welcome to AEES Distance Learning Program for Class 7. Dear children, till now you learned different types of numbers. Let us recollect what all you studied in your earlier classes. The numbers used to count the objects are called natural numbers. They are called counting numbers also. The numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, etc. are natural numbers. Set of natural numbers is denoted by the capital letter N. Next type of numbers, whole numbers. 0 and all natural numbers together are called whole numbers. That is 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. are whole numbers. The set of whole numbers is denoted by the capital letter W. Smallest whole number is 0. There does not exist any largest whole number, as every whole number has its successor. Next set of numbers is set of integers. A collection of all negative numbers and whole numbers together are called integers. Set of integers is denoted by the capital letter Z, but to represent certain situations in number form, we need to extend the number system. To write 500 meter above sea level in kilometers, we say 500 upon 1000 kilometer. That is equal to 1/2 kilometers. But to represent 500 meter below sea level in a number form, we need to extend the number system by including such numbers. Those numbers are named as rational numbers. This is the chapter 9 in class 7. Rational numbers. A rational number is defined as a number that can be expressed in the form of P by Q, where P and Q are integers and Q is not equal to 0. Set of natural rational numbers is denoted by capital letter Q. If the numerator and the denominator of a rational number have same sign, then the rational numbers are called positive rational numbers. Example, minus 4 upon minus 7 is equal to 4 upon 7. Both numerator and denominator have minus sign. That is, they have same sign. So, they are said to be positive rational numbers. Similarly, 3 upon 10. 3 is a positive number, 10 is a positive number. So, 3 by 10 is a positive rational number. If the numerator and the denominator have different signs, then the numbers are called negative rational numbers. Minus 7 upon 5, 3 upon minus 8, etc. are negative rational numbers. Minus 7 upon 5 means minus 7 in numerator is negative, but the denominator 5 is positive. They are in different signs. So, minus 7 by 5 is a negative rational number. Similarly, 3 upon minus 8. 3 is a positive integer. Minus 7 is a negative integer. So, both are have different signs. So, 3 by minus 8 is a negative rational number. All natural numbers, whole numbers and integers can be written in the form of p by q by taking the denominator 1. That means the value will not be changed. It remains unchanged, but it can be written in the form of a rational number. Suppose take a number 3. It's a natural number. 3 can be written as 3 upon 1. Then it has both numerator and the denominator. So it can be written as a rational number. So we can say 3 by 1 is a rational number. All these rational numbers can be represented on the number line. Suppose to locate minus 1 by 2 and 1 by 2 on number line. Minus 1 by 2 lies between minus 1 and 0. Minus 1 by 2 lies exactly between minus 1 and 0. Similarly, 1 by 2 lies exactly between 0 and 1. Suppose if you want to represent minus 7 by 4 on the number line, minus 7 by 4 lies between minus 3 and minus 2. And minus 3 and minus 2 in between, it should be divided into 4 parts, and there minus 7 by 4 can be represented. Similarly, next part of it is equivalent rational numbers. If the numerator and the denominator of a rational number is multiplied or divided by a non-zero integer, we obtained a rational number which is equivalent to the given rational number. That is, suppose you take minus 2 by 3, it is a rational number, and minus 2 by 3 is multiplied by 2 by 2. That means the numerator and the denominator are same. Numerator is 2, denominator is also 2. That means you are multiplying the number with 1. A multiplicative identity. So, minus 2 by 3 into 2 upon 2 is equal to minus 4 by 6. And similarly, minus 2 by 3 can be multiplied by 3 upon 3. Then we get a number minus 6 by 9. Therefore, minus 2 by 3 is equal to minus 4 by 6 is equal to minus 6 by 9 is equal to minus 8 by 12. These are all the numbers equivalent to minus 2 by 3. Next part of this chapter is standard form of a rational number. Let us know about standard form of a rational number. Once you know how to get an equivalent rational number, standard form of a rational number is almost the same type of one. Only thing, we reduce the rational number into standard form. A rational number is said to be in standard form if its denominator is a positive integer and the numerator and the denominator do not have any common factor other than 1. That is, numerator and the denominator should be coprimes. A rational number A upon B is said to be in standard form if B is positive and A and B are coprimes. Suppose, take a rational number 4 upon minus 5. 4 upon minus 5 is a rational number whose denominator is negative. And HCF of 4 and 5 is 1. So, we should make the denominator positive by multiplying both numerator and denominator by minus 1. 4 into minus 1, minus 4. Minus 5 into minus 1, plus 5. Therefore, 4 upon minus 5 is equal to minus 4 upon 5. This is also an equivalent rational number, but it is in standard form. The rules of standard form are numerator and denominator should not have any common factors, and denominator must be a non-negative integer. Denominator must be a non-negative integer. Children, with this one, we are coming to the end of the first module. In the second module, we are going to learn the operations of rational numbers, addition of rational numbers, subtraction of rational numbers, and also finding the different rational numbers lying between two rational numbers. Okay, thank you.